Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Frank Vavarito. He is the president of the St. Louis Sports Commission. Coming up, it's the Musial Awards. The Musial Awards honor the year's greatest moments of sportsmanship and the biggest names in sports who embody class and character. This is presented by Hair Saloon for Men, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Hair Saloon for Men, home base right here in St. Louis, founded in 1997. I take both my boys there. Really, it's become a father-son thing. For $22, we get our hair cut. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. That's at Hair Saloon for Men. And a reminder, join the party all season long for Blues hockey at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings at one of Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings with great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. Bud Family Beer Specials, $4 Jack Daniel Cocktails, $5.99 Blue Sampler, and $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread Cocktail for $5, all at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Some amazing names coming to St. Louis. It really is an amazing night at sports. The St. Louis Sports Commission does an amazing job. Frank Vavarito, president of the St. Louis Sports Commission, coming up, and you can still get involved. Make sure you take a listen, take your family to this event. Wonderful event in St. Louis. It's coming up. Frank Vavarito, also coming up on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Frank Vavarito has been at the head of the St. Louis Sports Commission, the president, for so many years, and the Sports Commission brings in so many different events to St. Louis. So it's not only great for the sports fan, but it's great for the economic growth of St. Louis as well. And he joins us. And Frank, first of all, how many years have you been with the St. Louis Sports Commission?
You know, I started just before the 1904 World's Fair and the Olympic Games. And it's been about 114 years for me now.
That's just a hell of a run.
Yeah, it's I'm getting a little tired. It's actually been since 1995, and that's been a pretty good run, too.
Yeah, people hear St. Louis Sports Commission on a lot of different things that come to town. If you could try to encompass what the St. Louis Sports Commission is and explain it, try to explain what it is.
Well, it's a private nonprofit organization that works really hard to make St. Louis a better place to live, visit, work, and play. On our kind of business side, our sports commission side, most of that is through high-profile events. You know, and you name the event, Mizzou Illinois football or NCAA wrestling or Final Four or, you know, on and on and on. And it's, you know, those are our events, or we've had a big hand in them. And then on our charitable side, our sports foundation side, our Musial Awards and our sportsmanship programs, we're trying to create, you know, more positive environments for kids to play sports. And so, you know, both sides of the organization are working hard to push St. Louis forward in many ways and just make it a better place for the fans and for the residents to live.
I'm curious, Frank, I travel for a living. You do it as well. What do you think the viewpoint is of those outside of the city? At one point, we were thought of as the best sports city in America. The Rams leave. We had the situation with Ferguson, some social unrest. Just the viewpoint of the sports city and the city in general. What do you think it is right now?
Well, I think the overall perspective is still that St. Louis is a good sports city. I can tell you that you know, baseball leads the way. It probably always has. I can tell you that St. Louis has the greatest sports history of any city in the United States, and that goes back to those 1904 Olympics that I didn't really attend. But you know, it is a great sport. sports history town. Sports cities have their ups and downs as wins and losses go. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's indisputable that it's a great sports town, but we've also had our challenges.
Yeah, we've had our challenges. And one of the things I think that the Sports Commission has done so well is highlighting the positives to make sure that people outside of St. Louis and in our town recognize the great things that we do through sportsmanship or through the teams in the town. And one of the things that you have coming up at the Stiefel Theater on November 17th, the Musial Awards. So this highlights sportsmanship and the great people in sports. So how did this all start?
Well, it started probably 15 to 20 years ago, and we could do a whole podcast on how it started. It's a really, really wonderful story, and it goes back to a column that Bernie Miklas wrote in the Post that a guy named Harry Morley, a home builder who was on our board, saw, and he raised some money, and he didn't know what to do with the money, and gave it to us, and in hopes that we would do something to help kids in sports. And we looked at the best way to do that, and it kind of developed into this focus on sportsmanship. We had a chance to bring this sportsmanship event to St. Louis. It became the National Sportsmanship Awards, and then about 6 years ago, the Musial Awards. And it just fit for us to present St. Louis to the world as a city of good sports. And I believe that that's who we are, and we are going to work as hard as we can to make these Musial Awards into the most important awards in all of sports, because we don't think there's anything more important in sports than good sportsmanship. It's the example that we want to set for our kids. And it's a thrill for the Sports Commission to bring these stories of sportsmanship to life and bring the people who, you know, who live and breathe sportsmanship to our community to celebrate them and to have them be examples for us all.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Thanksgiving coming up. There's a lot to plan for. Whose house this year? Do we have enough chairs? What about the turkey, the sweet potatoes, the pies? Well, let Schnucks help. You have limited time. You want to get it right. You know you can trust Schnucks. They have everything you need and the quality you expect. Spiral cut hams, freshly made pies, all in one stop at Schnucks. And earn rewards points. So save time and money. Do your shopping at Schnucks. I know you've honored some of the biggest names in sports, and I mean big names, over the years. I mean, it's the biggest you can find in the world. Give our listeners some of those names, and then tell me about the names that you have coming up this year.
Well, it probably starts with a guy named Arnold Palmer. You know, what a thrill to have him here, and he came because he cared about Stan Musial and about sportsmanship. A couple years ago, we honored Cal Ripken Jr., and we put everybody who comes to the event, there's a pack of tissues on the chair, okay, because we think everybody's going to need them, and Cal's line was, what are these for? And then he'll tell you he dug into them after just the first story of the evening, and the list just goes on and on. It's, you know, Carl Edwards, the NASCAR driver, telling us that this was the neatest event he's ever attended.
Wow.
It's, you know, Joe Torre and Ernie Johnson and Jackie Joyner-Kersee, and those are the big names, but the best moments of the evening are when we tell the stories of sportsmanship, and they're not the big names, but they're the big lessons. And so as we look to this year's show, you know, the three names that probably everybody recognizes, you know, one of them is Ozzie Smith, who's going to be honored for the incredible work that he did with the PGA Reach, and they put important people in positions like that all the time, and they show up at meetings, and that's that. But Ozzie literally brought that to life, and I don't know that there's a greater advocate for kids in our community, and that's a big part of sportsmanship. Then we have Jim Tomey, the Hall of Famer, who's going to be winning our Lifetime Achievement Award this year. And from everything that we've heard and read, Tomey was a first ballot Hall of Famer, but a better person than a ball player. And I don't know how that can be, but he's the real deal. And then the third big name she's my money to steal the show this year, and that's Loyola's sister Jean, who had so many positive messages and was the darling of the NCAA run to the Final Four for the Loyola Ramblers. And we've been worried about her health all year long, but she's doing pretty well. And plans are made for her to be with us on stage on November 17th. So I can't wait for those three people to be here.
I know also that you get into the amateur side, and Sister Jean is amateur side, but you have a young high school kid too.
Gosh, we have a couple of them. One of the best stories, maybe the best story, is that Minnesota State High School baseball, I think it was a district championship game where the pitcher strikes out the batter to win the game, and as his teammates run out to the mound to celebrate with him, he almost stiff arms him on his way to home plate to give the batter that he just struck out a hug, because it turned out to be his best friend. And to be able to tell that story, you know, we send Mike Bush up to Minnesota to film the story in the terms of good sportsmanship, and to show that video when the lights come up, you know, there's the kid who got the hug, who's standing there with the Musial Award to present it to his buddy. It's just it's a moment for the ages, I can't believe that anybody and everybody wouldn't want to be there for something like that. And this year we have six of those stories to tell.
I want to go back to Ozzie for a moment. Obviously, as you know, Frank, I love baseball. Ozzie was my favorite player, and he didn't disappoint as I got a chance to know him now and work with him intimately down with the Cardinals and doing some different things. And I thought what was so important about the PGA was not only was it a great golf tournament, and that's we're all hoping it's going to be a great event. You did have the Tiger effect on the final day, but it was a showcase of the city. And we started this interview talking about some of the issues the city has. But boy, oh boy, did he help showcase the city. And I thought that was one of the most important facets of the tournament, is that people around the country got to see the great crowds and that it went off without a hitch, and that this is a pretty neat place to live and a pretty neat place to play.
And in my own little, twisted mind, there's a thread that comes through three important stories. One of them is the PGA Championship. One of them is the effort to bring an MLS team to St. Louis that's being led now by the Taylor family and Jim Cavanaugh. And then the third story is the Musial Awards. And all three of those things have as an objective to present St. Louis in a different, more positive light. And that's really important for us to do, because I believe that these are the stories that sort of really tell who we are. We're not the sort of the dysfunctional governmental structured region that has a hard time, acting cooperatively. We're a community of good sports, and we're a community of people that appreciate sports, and we care, and we show up for things like the PGA Championship, and we will for MLS soccer, and for my money, nothing shows us off better than the Musial Awards. I want St. Louis to be known for the Musial Awards. I want St. Louis to be known as the place of good sports, and it's not just a marketing campaign. This is stuff that this has been who we are since the days of Gussie Bush and Stan Musial and maybe most of all Jack Buck. We've been taught for generations to be good sports, and you don't have to look any further than Bush Stadium and any game of the year to see that come to life. But, you know, it's so important for the Sports Commission to portray St. Louis this way. And you know, just in terms of civility in the world, we need more of it. And there's no place and no event that has, you know, more inspiration and more humanity than the Musial Awards. And I've said we want this to be the most important awards in sports. And I can promise anybody it's going to be a great night on November 17th.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis. It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone, ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. Lou Fuse,
St. Louis. Will you have a lot of kids in the audience?
We will have a ton of kids in the audience. We take the whole balcony at Stiefel Theater, and we make it available for free to youth sports teams.
Awesome.
It is important to us to showcase to young people what we're doing. And one of our stories this year, one of our honorees, he's 10 now, okay, and it's very important to say that he's 10. But when he did his good deed, he was only 9, okay? And so when the 9 and 10-year-olds come into the theater, they can see themselves being honored because, you know, it's a wonderful story of a little hockey goalie from the Washington, D.C. area who did a wonderful thing for an opponent. But it's the kids who see themselves on stage and can relate to these life lessons, and our chance to make people good adults is to impress upon them how important that is when they're kids. And so, you know, we don't want this to be just a big fancy event with, corporate people and all that. So, it's critically important to us to have young people there. And, Maryville University underwrites the whole show for us. And so it's great to be able to not focus on getting every ticket sold, but we want every seat filled.
Yeah, that is tremendous. It is coming up again, November 17th, Stiefel Theater. For those that are listening, Frank, best way to get tickets, how do they go about it?
Best way to get tickets is musealawards.com. The tickets are very, very affordable. They start at just $10. Top price is $50. I would encourage people to, you know, make plans sooner rather than later, because we've been pretty successful in our giveaway program. And you know, while there's still tickets available, I want people to have good seats and I want them to have a choice of price ranges. So easy to get them, musealawards.com. Hopefully easy to afford them, and they come with a my own personal guarantee and free tissues in case you need to cry, free tissues and my guarantee that you'll have a great time.
Well, if you have the Frank Vivarito seal of approval and the free tissues.
And the tissues, how could you go wrong?
You can't go wrong. That's the seal of approval right there.
There you go. Now we try to make it accessible for everyone, and for the life of me, I can't understand why you'd do anything other than come to the Musial Awards on November 17th.
Frank is a guy from St. Louis and raising a family here, and I know you've been involved in sports forever. It seems like not since 1904, but a long time. Thanks for everything you do for our community. I truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. It means a lot to me.
And Dan, I know a few media folks in town, and they're not all as passionate about sports in St. Louis as you are. So the feeling is absolutely mutual.
Thanks, Frank. Have a great night on the 17th.
Thanks a lot, Dan.